The teachers expressed that we want to visit Vrindavan. We were like, 50-50, jai and nahi jai. And then Gopipriya and myself, when we went to Vishwaraprabhu, Vishwaraprabhu's enthusiasm was so contagious. He said, "Don't worry, I'll arrange for the Mahaprasad. I'll arrange for you. Just see the staying part." That also, he said, "You don't worry, I will call some devotees in the hospice and make sure that you have some sort of arrangement. Just make the travel arrangements and don't worry about anything else, and I will be there." We were just wondering, Gopipriya and myself, Prabhuji was so, full-blown enthusiasm. He just agreed in all his responsibilities, with all of that. He somehow given his precious time to us. It is said that Vaishnavas are desire-fulfilling trees. So Prabhuji is like that. He has fulfilled all our desires. Somebody wanted to go to, Ter Kadam. Prabhuji has taken us to Ter Kadam. Somebody wanted to go to Barsana. He has taken us to Barsana. Somebody wanted to walking parikrama. Prabhuji has taken us for the walking parikrama. And today, some of us wanted to, visit certain temples. Prabhuji has taken us to all those things. Prabhuji, truly from the bottom of our hearts, we are extremely grateful to you. You've really opened a window for us to the spiritual world and given us an experience which is unforgettable, especially the Govardhan Parikrama. Truly unforgettable. And we are very, very grateful to you, despite your extremely hectic schedule and the magnitude of responsibilities that you've had. You've not only given your precious time, you molded and changed depending upon our whims and fancies. And we were delayed every day. Every day by half an hour, we were coming late. Not once you told us you're late. And you used to ask us, how's everybody feeling? Take opinion. So, really, Dham Darshak and like Apat Pratyaksha Guru. Please bless us, Prabhuji, that we may, these words, this nectar that you have revealed to us, we may always, always retain in our heart and mold our lives by this. Thank you.
Today is the birthday of Prabhupada. Birthday of Prabhupada. Just imagine if Prabhupada wouldn't have taken the trouble of leaving his precious, loving Vrindavan, leaving all his spiritual comforts, and he wouldn't have gone to West. We wouldn't have been here today. It's purely Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Today's birthday, very auspicious day, we are here. And he has actually, by his godless mercy, knowing our faults and disease, taken the wealth en route America and brought back to India. And then his dear disciple Radhana Swami also researched. When Prabhupada was preaching in America, he was researching here, find the truth. And it's truly because of Radhana Swami's, introduction. I remember that day I told you on the station when he welcomed us in Vrindavan and really paved our way to Vrindavan Dham. It is he who has shown all these places personally to all of us, including myself. And whatever he has shown, we are able to show you, right? Whatever has been revealed by Guru, we are able to give others. What we can know, understand Vrindavan ourselves. It is the mercy of Sri Gurudev. By his godless mercy, we have been able to go place to place. And I have informed him, I wrote to him also emails. He was so happy to hear that Gopal's garden teachers are going for Vrindavan Yatra. Very noble. So it's my pleasure and privilege.
We have one request, since you are such a close associate of all the Vrajvasis, please bless us that maybe some of us someday can contribute some service to the Barsana ICAM. Because that is something that...
You are stealing the statements from my tongue, Just going to conclude with that only, but you said it yourself. Good, thank you very much. It's all in your hands.
No, Prabhuji, it's in your hands. Yeah. Pray us. Please pray for us.
I'll tell you one way. One thing is to go to Vrindavan and visit the holy place, hear the pastimes, chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam. It's a very beautiful way. But another way to go to Vrindavan is to go and serve in Vrindavan, to serve the local Brijvasis. It's a nectar. The ideal way to go to Vrindavan actually is to come, serve, get the blessings of local Brijvasis, and then with those blessings, go and visit the holy places where Krishna performed his pastimes. So, I sincerely, at this temple of Shyam Sundarji, I pray for all of you, that Radharani brings you to her own home in Barsana, and with your own hands you'll be able to serve the Brijvasis. And I'll tell you, you will cry every day. Because so many blessings you will get every day, so many blessings that you will be having indigestion. So many blessings per day, per year doesn't come. In a few days you will be overwhelmed with so many blessings, and people simply cry because people just go on blessing, blessing, and blessing only. It's a very unique experience. So out of the millions of people who come to Vrindavan, maybe few hundreds get the fortune of serving also, you know. And fortunately we have projects over here. You are welcome to come and participate. The dates are fixed. Every year now fixed frozen dates. 30th Jan to 20th February. And there are three yatras in that. One part ends, then those people go for yatra, 2 days. Second part ends, then those people go for yatra. And when third part ends, along with the people who served in third part, we call yatris also. All the yatris are welcome. So it's a big yatra. 200-300 people are also joining. And I also want to invite you that at the end of this year, I am taking a yatra to Udupi for 4 days. 28, 29, 30, 31. Including first. 4 days. Udupi is a very holy place. Huh? December. Last 3 days of December, 1st of January. 4 days we are taking yatra, and already 6 months before 150 people are already registered. And you know, we went for advance party and booked all accommodations. They are all full, but there are more accommodations available. And I have decided I'll take people till last day. No problem. And I wish you all the best. Those who can come, please join us. And of course, large state by technically is gone. But any of Gopal Ganda people want to come, I'll make arrangement. Don't worry. I'll send email to two of you, and details can be sent to you. And it's like, you know, life actually is from one yatra to other yatra. In between we prepare for the yatra, then we come for the yatra, again we prepare for the next yatra. When I was at Udupi yatra, I was booking ticket for Vrindavan yatra, and then phone calls were going, so I was preparing for this yatra, and then again planning for the Udupi yatra, and then after that for Barsana yatra. It's like one after another, life is a yatra only, basically. Yatra to yatra, that's all. Life should be like that only, between the yatras. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai ho, jai jai Sri Radhe. Shyam.